Shir Nun Aleph and Bava Kama continued. Chav Zayin Shvat Heitav Shemem Gimel, February 10th, 1983, on Thursday continued.
Is the use of the posik of Chaim, and that posik says Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, so we shouldn't use from the same posik that the Kefil too is Achye Ken Shabbat. Still, Rav says no, Achye Keren Ken Shabbat. So obviously, that there's a posik of Chaim as reference only to the Keren payment, not to the Kefil payments. So the Mele. What the Mishnah says from the Yerushalmi, the Yismuchach, like the Rambam Shite, there is no Hecha from the Yerushalmi to like Rambam Shite, because you could argue the other way. Since we see that the same posik is used by Rav to deduce the Halacha that Keren is Keshibona, the same posik of Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, still he says, Keifu Kishas Amar Medin. So obviously, just because the posik tells us of the chiyuv of tashlumim of kefil as well, so it doesn't mean that anything that is deduced from that posik applies to the keren and to the kefil, because insofar as the case of the of mikore shavye dalet, the same shavye zuze is concerned, so there is a distinction between the payment of the keren and the payment of the kefil. So in other words, there is no hechach from the yosha, but then Reb Chaim says, now there is machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand and Rashbam and Rambam on the other. According to Rashi and Tosfos, so in Shomim Gamel Gazlan implies not only that the Gamel the Gazlan is killing the Keli Ashavur, but that he cannot even give in the Keli Ashavur as far pain. According to the Rashbam and the Rambam, so all the Shmuel's thing of in Shomim implies is that he's Kenneth, but if the God of the Gazlan wants to give a deal in his part, amen, he can. Now the question is, now, what is, with whom does the Rambam agree? And with whom does the Rambam agree? Now the Magmishka says in so many words, not Magmishka, the Anglo Ismaili, that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of Rashi and Tosfos. The Shmuel's deal implies 2 hours, because the Rambam says, in other words, he has to pay tashuni, not to give in the Kriya Shovel. The Kriya Shovel. And add the difference. So that's in respect to the Ramush. What's in respect to the Rayyad Chicken? What with which chicken does the Rayyad agree? Does he agree with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos? Or does he agree with the Shita of the Rashbam and the Rebbe? Rav Chaim says we can derive from the Rosh of the Ravid that not only the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos, that the Ravid also agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ischelik, both the Rambam and the Ravid, Achelik and the Shita of the Rashbam and the Rebbe. Why? Because the Ravid says Abba Fishomrei Shomu Damed Panu Yerim Kana Abba Bikvei Shomu Damed Dum Yigdazem Vaseichu Merekim. That means that the Rebbe doesn't know of any more in the Foreshes, like Yishik. That the Rebbe just said it on the basis of Swar, I say American. Logic dictates it better. But if the Rambam, if the Rebbe had felt that there is a more in the Foreshes, like Yishik, he would say, there's a more in the Foreshes, not like the Rambam. So if we are going to say that the Rebbe agrees with the Shite of Rashi and Tosfos, that in Shomim with Ganav with Gazlan implies to him, to Allah. Number one, that the Ganav and the Gazlan is king with the Kriya Shavuot or the Yeshiva. So he acquires title to the Kriya Shavuot. Number two, that he cannot even give it back as part payment. He has to pay money, the full value in money. Yoshev Rabbi Shomim Gesser after Yisubi doesn't apply to Ganav and Gazlan. Then we can understand this, why the Rambam says Vaseichu Merekim, because there is no Gemara. But if we are going to assume If we are going to assume that the right degrees in the Shita of the Rashbam and the Rivot, that in showing the Gamri Gazlim implies only one halacha, that the Gamri Gazlim is Kehli Bishim, that he acquires, if the Kehli is Nishba, so the Melee, the Gamri Gazlim acquires title for the Kehli, it becomes his Kehli, and then he has to pay. But he still is in a position to say, I have to pay you $20, now this Kehli is worth $15. So here you have $15 right now. Take the Gorky Kehli, it's still worth $15. And then I'm giving you another $5 cash. That's the Shita of the Rashbam and the Rivot. So when the Ravid says, that in Shomim the Gamet, how do you become Avodah Shomim? So that means, according to the Rashbam, so what is the aloha of in Shomim the Gamet for the Gazlan? That means, if the Kehli at the time of the Gzeira was worth $20, then the next day there was a shilling. So maybe it's worth only, as a result of the Shevea, so it's worth only $15. And then at the time of Yamod Medin, so the damaged Kehli is worth only $10. So Shmuel's Chiddush is showing that if there hadn't been Aloha of Shomim, so then he would have to add only $5. Because of the aloha of Yishomim, so he has to add, he assumes the loss. So the Gazlan assumes the loss of the Pras Kehli, or the Pras Nevei. So in other words, from the time of the Gnei and the Shvire until the time of Amad Medin, there was another $5 loss. So he assumes it. So he has to add. He has to add $10, not $5. That's the whole aloha of Shmuel, of him showing with Gamet for Gazlan. So then why does the Ravid say that this aloha, that he has to add $10 rather than $5, so applies only to the Keren, not to the Kehli. Insofar as the indemnity payment is concerned, he only has to pay $15. He doesn't have to pay. He only has to add $10. He doesn't have to add $15 in respect to the Karen. So he has to add $15. I'm sorry. In respect to the Karen, he has to add $10. In respect to the Kehli, he has to add only $5. This is what the Ravid means. Assuming that the Ravid agrees with the Shita in the Rashbam, with the Rashbam and the Rivot. So what's the whole halacha, the whole chiddush of Yishomim? That if the Kehli at the time of the Gzeira was worth $20, then as a result of the damage, it's worth $15. So there is a loss, a reduction of $5. And then the value declined from $15 to $10. So insofar as the Karen is concerned, I would say, he has to add another $10. As far as the Kehli is concerned, so he has to add only $5. Only $5. So then it's Gemara Mefereshes. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara of Rav in Merude. That Karen Kehli Shegonav, Tashlum Kehli Shasa. The Amod Ebedin So it's not his own chiddush, it's a rasvore. So it's more in the foreshes. Why does the Ravid say? Avod Yikrei Shomim Yiganet Dumi Yigazlan Vasei Chomereke. So obviously we have to say it's mucher that not only the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos, that the Ravid also agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos. So Shmuel's din of Yishomim really implies two halachas. One halacha is the Chili is Kehli. The other halacha is that he cannot pay with the broken Kehli. He cannot pay with the broken Kehli, but he has to pay Domi. He has to pay Domi because Chayim Shnayim Yishalei Chayim V'loy Meisi. So the Ravid says, insofar as the first halacha is concerned, the Chili is Kehli is not shy to distinguish between Karen and Kehli. Chili is Kehli, so he's Kehli. He has no shaykhes. to the kernel of the cable. It attaches to the Dom Adon of his cable, he acquires title. So the male is required to pay Dom. But, so, as far as the first din of that is implicit in Shmuel Saloche of in Shomim Damed Gazlan is concerned, so there couldn't be any distinction between Karen and Kate. He's Kate, that's all. So he has to pay Dami. But then the other Aloche. So the other Aloche, what is the other Aloche mentioned by Shmuel? The Aloche of Yoshev and Rabbi Shomim Kesef HaPulu Surim doesn't apply to Dalek and Gazlan. So I would say is this aloche of Yoshev the Rabbi Shomer Kesef Bafu Yisubim that doesn't apply to Ganef and Gazlan, and Ganef and Gazlan cannot pay with Subim. Ganef and Gazlan has to pay with Domin, not with Subim. Chaim will amazing. So this is a question that Ganef and Gazlan cannot pay with Subim, but with cannot pay with Macy. He has to pay Chaim Mishalim. That applies only to the Keren. But in so far as the payment of the cable is concerned, that he can pay even with Subim. This is what I mean. So now you understand this, why the Rabbi says, it's not a Gemara Mefoshet in the Ruben. But if we walk assume that the Rabbi agrees with the Shita, the Rashbam, and the Rivon, all that Shmuel tells us is that Ganef and Gazlan is getting a Shimon, but he still can pay in Yisubi, so he can even use the broken Kelev as part payment. But what Shmuel Saloche, in other words, that he assumes the difference, the loss involved in the difference between the value of the Kelev at the time of the Gnev and the time of the Shire and the value of the Kelev at the time of Amar Medin. So that's in the Gemara Mefoshet, Rav says it. In the Ruben. So why does he say even Asei Omeirake? So obviously, the Rabbi Chite is like Rashi and Tesis, the Rambam and the Rabbi. Now, so then the Shaila is, what is the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabbi? So Rav Chaim says here a remarkable thing. And I think it's the plain pshat in the Rambam. Now the Rosh Hashanah in Hilchos Nei Perek Aleph is as follows: God Avraham Neu Kli Chayitzke Uvishas Agnei Neu Yeshov Ve'Avo Ve'Achshav Vishas Avod Ve'Din Shov Shnayi Mishal Mkerem Kishas Agnei Ve'Tashlum Kli Kli Avo Chamishov Vishas Avod Ve'Din Ho Yeshov Vishas Agnei Ve'Shnayi Uvishas Avod Ve'Din Avo. So Mikor Eshav Yezuz. Let's think more. So each of the Abo, so is Tabri Shasye, Mishalim, Abo, and it from Mele is Mishalim. In Shohat, we know how we shall have we, or not the Mishalim Tashmi Kate, we are both Hamisha, which are some of the beginning. We may say, Demo, or Yorat Akri. So, Mele, Mishalim Tashmi Kate, Gishasak Mele. Now, I just want to point out there is a machlokes between the Ktzeitz and the Sivas in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Cheshmishke. We know Chesedes. So the Ktzeitz is Os Gimel in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Cheshmishke, and the Sivas is Os Hei in the Sivas in Siman Lamed Aleph. Now, Tavre Shasye, Haik. אבל גמורה דף שם אחר, גמורה, גמורה שאת, אומר רב, חי מנגוז וחבית את החמרה מחב, מיקור ישב יזוזה, ומפסי אפשב ידעו את זוזה, תב לו ישס למשלם דל, איפה ממנו משלם זוזה, משלם זוזה. So, if he broke the guy in the barrel of wine, then he has to pay in doubt. Why does he have to pay in doubt? Is it on the basis of Gazlan or on the basis of Mazik? So, the Ktzeis in Siman Lamed Aleph says, the reason is why, in Tavro Shasi, so in Shalom Dalet, he does it to barrel of wine. At the time of the Gnei Gzeira, it was worth one zuz. Then, the next day, he broke it or he drank it. And the next day, when he drank it or he broke it, it was worse. So the price rose at least. So by the next day. So it was worth four times as much. So in that case, he has to pay four zuz. Why does he have to pay four zuz? So the Gzeira says, because of Mazik, not because of Gazlan, because the Gzeira took place at the time when it was worth only one zuz. So what happened at the time it was worth four zuz? He just broke it, so he's a Mazik. That's what it says. The Nisibes is Chayekaneh, and the Nisibes says that he's Mechuyah, he's a Gazlan. Now, when Chaim says, that from the Rambam it appears like the Nesides, not like the Tzitzis. It's impelled. And the Tzitzis, that he says something that is explicitly spelled out by the Rambam to the contrary. But it happens that the Chidushi Aram in Sanhedrin agrees with the Shita of the Tzitzis. But the Rambam Shita is like the Nesides. Because so Rav Chaim mentions a Rai from this Rambam. The Rambam says, Hoy shol de bishas agni ve shnai u bishas amod de bina vo im shoch hat tav ve yadai tav ve shas im shoch hat im moch hat shol rak vi u ibde mishal tashun ki u ya bo ham shi shas ve bin so bishol min fu sei la gen sves de tav ve shas iz mishal dal iz an de skor gazlen so by gazlen it's an de skor gazlen by gane it's an de skor gazlen why the things has a very strong argument. How can he be mechuyah on the score of Gazlan? He gazled it yesterday. He gazled the barrel of wine on Sunday. On Sunday it was worth only one zuz. Now on Monday he drank it up, or he broke the barrel of wine. And it had risen between Sunday and Monday, so it the price had risen from $1 to $4. But the Gzeira took place while he had the worth of one zuz. Why should he pay on the score of Gazlan four zuz? So I mean, it seems to me mistaken like that this occasion. If he has to pay four zuz, he should be on the score of Mazik. The answer is that when the Ganeh or when the Gazlan commits a trespass upon the Dom Ragozol, so the trespass committed by the Gazlan, it constitutes a repetition of the same act of Zeh. In other words, if a person, let's say, takes an axe and comes into somebody's house and breaks his table, his bench, his chair, so then he's a mazik, he's not a gazlan. But if a gazlan breaks, if somebody is a gazlan on another person's table, and then he breaks it, so that any act of trespass committed by a gazlan on the Dom Ragozol constitutes a repetition of the act of Zeh. It's the act of Zeh is repeated again. So it's a new Mechayev. So it's Mechayev again. So now the Rambam says, from the Rambam it's much more like Nesides. Because the Rambam says, according to Ekseis, that the Chiyuv is Mitzad Mazik. Since when is a Mazik Mechuyev to pay Gevul? Or the other way, a Ganev pays Gevul. So if we say like the Nesives, that by Gazlan it's a repetition of the same act of Zeh, that's what the Nesives says, so by Ganev it's a repetition of the act of Neve. So it's a new act of Neve. So he has to pay Gevul and above Hamisho to the extent of Dalet Zuz. But if we say like the Nesives, so why should he pay Dalit, why should he pay? He shouldn't pay Kippur altogether for the new act. He only for the old act, and the old act it should be only one zuz. So he should pay Kippur in the amount of one zuz. So it's a raya from the Rambam that the Pshat, that the Rambam understood the more like the Nesides, not like the Nesides. Alright, anyway, so then the Chaim is a shayla against the Rambam. The Rambam here mentions the halacha of Rav, but Rav says that Samachay in Rube that Keren Kein Shibona Tashlumei Kippur Tashlumei da schon aber kann mich auf ich habe aber bitte so jetzt habs memre da sam rein rub now so so how does that the Rambam say hoy you shop the shasag ni go shnai u bi shasam od bi na bo in sho hat mo haru sho barakli o ide zi sham ta shu mi keifo o ya bo kham ni sho bi shasam od bi din bi be sab ni no bi pa ba ta kli ne mo ta mi sham ta shu mi keifo bi shasag ni so i men shi rab zin de kern kin shi bona ta shu mi keifo ta shu ma bo kham ni sho bi shasam od bi din but the question is this aloche of Tishat Tavu Ishas Yimshalim Dalet, that's not because in respect to Keifu and Hashem Amod Bedin, I'm sorry, in respect to Keifu and Dalet Hei, so he has to pay as much as the Chayfetz is worth Bishas Amod Bedin. That's because Tavu Ishas Yimshalim constitutes a new act of Neve. So suppose, let's say, somebody will gazel on Sunday. He'll gazel a gallon of wine, and it's worth, on Sunday, it's worth, let's say, 1 zuz. It's worth 1 zuz. And then, on Monday, so it's already worth 4 zuz. And then he'll break the gallon of wine, or he'll drink out the wine. And then, the amount of the din will be the following Sunday. And the following Sunday, so that barrel of wine has a price not of 4 zuz, but he'll have a price of 8 zuz. How much will he have to pay according to Rabbi Zvi? Not 8 zuz, but 4 zuz. But when Rav says, Keren ken shegona, tashmi kevuli, v'hashmi avom v'chamisha v'shas avom v'din, so there he has reference to the case. He has reference to the case where Bishas Amod Bidin is less than the time of the Neve. So then the halacha is that Kol HaKavon Mishan Bishas Akzele in respect to Karen, but in respect to Kefer, so he only has to pay as much as the Chifetz Agonu is worth at the time of Amod Bidin. But in the case where the time of Amod Bidin is worth more, so then he's certainly not mechuyev to pay Kishas Amod Bedin if the price Kishas Amod Bedin is more than the price at the time of the Neve. So how is the Rambam came together? This Allah, Ho Yeshov and Kishas Agni Yishnai, Kishas Amod Bedin Abo, Im Shochat Im Bochalu Shobar Akli Yoyim Tei Mishal Tashum Bekei, Ve Abo Bochami Shob Kishas Amod Bedin, Vimei Shabim Oyob Atakli Meiro, Mishal Tashum Bekei, Kishas Agni. The Aloch of Mei Sabei Moi Ove Takli, Mei Ove Bisham Tashmu Kekut Shasag Mei Ve, the Tzrav's member. The other Aloch of Shavu Yedayim, the Tzrav's Aloch. And in both he mentions, so he mentions that Rabo V'chamisho, Kishas Amod Medin, but Rabo's Aloch of Tav Mishas Mishalom Dalet is not based upon the fact that he has to pay the Kefur as much as it is worth Kishas Amod Medin. It's based upon the fact that if a ganef is weights the barrel of wine, so then it becomes ganef his second time, the ganef over the barrel of wine his second time. So it's a new gneve. So he doesn't pay Kishas Amod Bedin, but he pays the price of Kishas Agneivo. So why does he say, Mishalot Hashem Mekeifu Abom Hamish Kishas Amod Bedin? So you say, the Rambam has reference to the case where there was no change in the value between the time of the breaking of the barrel of wine and the time of the Amod Bedin. But suppose there is a change. Suppose at the time of the breaking of the barrel, so the barrel of wine is worth 4 zuz, and the time of the Amod Bedin a month later is worth 10 zuz, how much will he have to pay? He won't pay 10 zuz, but he'll pay only 4 zuz. So why does the Rambam say Kishas Amod Bedin? Just because the Rambam is referenced to a case where there was no change. But suppose there is a change, then he will not. So the determining factor will not be the value of the barrel of wine at the time of Amod Bedin. But if the value of the determining factor will be, the criterion will be, the value of the barrel of wine at the time of the breaking of the barrel of wine. So Rabbi, we understand. Rabbi says, Hai man di gazle, Chamre mechavre, Mikore shavye zuze. We say shavye Shabbat Dalet, Tatlu Yishasim Shabbat Dalet, he doesn't say Yishasim Shabbat Dalet. But the Rambam, he mentioned Rabbi's Din, which has nothing to do with Rabbi's Din. Hamonim Din is no criteria in determining the amount that the Ganef has to pay for the Kaneful and for the Dalet. It just happens that there was no change in the price between the time of the breaking and the time of the day. So why did they mention Yishas Amar Din? That just an accidental fact. This is the same price. The determining factor, the criterion, is how much it is worth at the time when he breaks the barrel of wine. So why does he say Yishas Amar Din? It's for Rav Sinikra. All right, anyway, I cannot. It's late. All right, but you go over both the times.
Shir Nun Beis in Baba Kama, Lamed Shvat Heitav Shemem Gimel, February 13th, 1983, on Sunday.
So the question is, the Rambam, now let's go to the Rosh Rambam. The Galaf of the Kneel, Halochi Yedal. Halochi Yud. Halochi Yud Beis, Alochi Yud Gimel, and Alochi Yud Dal. Gonaf Khusho, Ve Yishmino, O Yishmino, Ve Yikrisho, Mishalim Tashum Yikipu, Tashum Yabo, Ve Chamisho, Ve Shasakni. In other words, suppose at a time when the Gamet stole the Behemne, so the Behemne was leaning toward the Khusho. And then, by itself, in the Vishus of the Gamet, it became Yishmino. So it's worth more. Or vice versa. At the time of the Gneve, the behavior was the Shneva, and then it became lean, so it's worth less. Mishalim Tashlumi Kepu, Rashuna Abrahamisho, Kishasa Gneve. So, in other words, so he has to pay the Tashlumi Kepu, and Tashlumi Abrahamisho, he pays Kishasa Gneve. Gunaf Kle Vinasa Ayil, Egel Vinasa Sheya, Mishalim Tashlumi Kepu, Kishasa Gneve. Suppose he stole a bread and then he became the Nile, or an eagle and became a Shea, so Mishal Tashim became a Tzadavim. So he has to pay the Kippur payment, the Dalai Hay payment, according to the value that it had at the time of the Neven, when it was, let's say, a bread, before it became an Nile. It was an eagle before it became a Shea. Then the Rambam says, here, so in Halachah Gimel he discuss physical improvement or physical deterioration of the Behemoth. In other words, Khusha Vishino, so a physical improvement. Shmeino Vikrisho, a physical deterioration. In Aloch Yedalet he discusses the value of it. The value. As far as the price is concerned. Not a physical improvement or deterioration. Gona Behemo Oikeme Vichayetzeve Uvishasakneve Hoyoshova Albo. So that's Rav's memory that Karen Kin Shekonav Tashlu Mekein Po is ki Dalai Bey ki Shasamode Medin Ho Yoshove Bishasagnei Bo Shnai U Bishasamode Medin Avo Im Shoha Tumocha Un Shibe Rakui Un Ibdei Mishalei Tashlu Mekein Po Avo Vachamisho Ki Shasamode Medin So from this Rambam, now that's the memory of Rav, said that Gozo Chavre Mechavre, so Mikore Shavye, Mikore Shavye Avo, Vimseif Shavye Zuze, Vimseif Shavye Zuze, so then the Gnei, the Keren, he pays Avo. But Tashlumi Kepur, he pays. I mean, by Gamet. So, but Rabbi's memory, Rabbi has reference to Gazel. So he goes on Hamle. That's on a hair with bait. Heiman goes on Hamle de Hamle de Hamle. Me call a shag de Zuse, the Lipsip shag de Dale Zuse, Tavro de Shasia Michal and Dale. Eat one male and Michal and Zuse. So there is a machlekes in Sinema Medale, there is a machlekes between the Ksein and the Sibis. The Ksein says that the reason is why in the case of Targum Ishasi, so is Mishal in Dalet, is because Mitzad Mazak, not Mitzad Gamel. And by Gazle, not Mitzad Gazle, but Mitzad Mazak. The Nisive says no, that the reason is why Targum Ishasi and Mishal in Dalet is not because of Mazik, but because of Gazle. So the Raya, there is a Raya Mifreshes from the Rambam, counter to the things. I mean, the Pele is as to how is it that the Ksenis overlook the Rambam. Because if we say, like the Nisibes, the Tavro Shasim Shal Tavro is on the score of Gazlem, so by Gazlem, it's on the score of Gazlem. By Ganef, it's on the score of Ganef. In other words, so what does it mean? That, like this, there is a difference between a Gazlem and the Mazik. Now, there is a Gemore in Borokame. There is a Gemore in Borokame that Tzadik Tes. So the Gemore says that if somebody, let's say, that Tzadik Tes, Omer Rabbe, the fourth line, from the top, Dr. Nichess on the down. Hazirik Madbiya Shal Chavir Yamagodu Potter. Maitaine Ho Oma Avomanach Kamoth. In Boye Shakra. Vahane Mile Bitzluli Vikochozole. Avlachumen Vikochozole Lei. So, the Rambam Paskin is the reef of the Rambam Paskin that Hazirik Madbiya Shal Chavir Yamagodu is also high. Even though Rabbi says that he's Potter because he can, in other words, Ruvein, Shimon, let's say, is holding him at bay. Then and he stands near the sea, near the river. Then Reuven comes and he hits his hand, so maybe the Matbeh falls out from Shimon's hand and it falls into the river. It falls into the yard. So Reuven is potter. That's what Rabbi says. Because he can say, what did I do to you? You can, I threw your Matbeh into, by hitting your hand. So you Matbeya fell into the yam. Why don't you go down to the yam and pick it up? I'm not a mazik. You don't want to go down. Okay, you are afraid? Well, but I'm not a mazik. So, now the Rif and the Rambam passed that the reason is why Rabbi says, Hazirik Matbeya Shachabir Yamagodin is Potter, my time home, I'm not mazik. Go down to the depths of the sea and pick it up. So, the relief in the Rambam Paskin that he is high. Why would Rabbi says Potter? The answer is, there is a machlekes in Gemores where Gami is high or Gami is Potter. Rabbi holds that Gami is Potter. See, the story is Shelchavere, he is Potter. But we Paskin not like Rabbi. We Paskin that Gami is high. So the reason, the relief in the Rambam say, the reason is why Rabbi says, Hazelik Mabish Chavere Magoli Potter, Maitani Omer Manakamoch, that only means that he is not a massive Yodai. Because he can tell him, I wasn't Mazik. The Matbeya is intact. You don't want to go down into the river. But the Matbeya is intact. So the Meile is not a Mazik the Dayan. But since we passed not like Rabbi, in regard to the question of Gami, so that Gami is higher, so too is not a Mazik the Dayan because of Malach Kamoch. It's intact. But the fact is, he doesn't want to go down to the depths of the sea. So the Meile, he'll sustain the loss. So he was given a loss to the Baal HaMadbeye. So maybe he's high. All right. So that's another point. The Rif and the Rambam passed me that Gami is high. And so they say that the reason is why Rabbi says on Homana Kamoch, because Rabbi Lishito said Gami is high. Yibo Yishak. Ba'anu mi lebi tzvuli. Likochotale. Avlachurim. Likochotale loy. Even Rabbi, who says Gami is high. So where is it in the middle of Gami? If the water is transparent water. In other words, so there is not a Mazik Yadayim. Masha'im Kei, if the Mayim Arachuri, if the water is clouded and you can't even see, You can't even see the Madveya when you look into the Yam. You can't even see, so then it's a massive Yavai. So that, then it means that he threw it away into such a place so you can't even pick it up. So that's massive Yavai. Alright, so. Avahum le cholole, vahanim le adi adli, avo shakle viyode, migzel gazle, hashove boyeme. When does Rabbi say that he's potea because he's not a mazik biyodai? He can pick it up, it can be seen, and he can pick it up if he just hit it, the hand of Shimon. And then Matbeya fell out from Shimon's hand. But suppose Ruben takes the Matbeya from Shimon's hand, and then he throws it into the yard, so then he's high. Why? Because Migzal Gazlei, Hashove Boimet. So we see from this Gemara, that in order to be higher Migzal Gazlei, it doesn't mean that he has to take away his Echifetz from the other person with the Kavone of keeping it. Even if he doesn't take it away with the Kavone of keeping it for himself, but if he takes away a chifetz from the other in order to be mazike, to throw it away, he's also nothing. Here in this case, Reuven takes out the matbeah from Shimon's hand. Was his intention to acquire title to the matbeah? No, his intention, he hates Shimon, so he wanted to punish Shimon, so he took out the matbeah from Shimon's hand and he threw it into the yam. So he didn't intend to acquire title in the Matbeya. It was only done with Tzayah Shimon, that Shimon should lose, not that he should get Shimon's Matbeya. So one could say that when he's won, Mechuyev Mitzad Gazle, if he takes the chifetz of Chaverei with the intention of acquiring title in it, to keep it for himself, but if he takes away the chifetz of the Chaverei in order to throw it away, then he's not a Gazle. So we see from this Gemara that even if somebody does a Maisek Zele, he takes away the chifetz, he takes away the chifetz of the Chaverei for the purpose of being Maziket, he's also a Gazle. He's also a Gazle. So Mimele, Reb Chaim says, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Tavro Mishasye Mishayim Dalek. So we see from the Rambam, not like the Ktzeitz, we see like the Nisibes. Because according to the Ktzeitz, Tavro Mishasye Mishayim Dalek, because of Mazik. So if Mazik, so he should only pay Dalek for the Keret, but not Dalek for the double payment, for the cable. So why would he say Tavro Mishasye? So the Rambam says, by Ganesh, he pays Kepel also Dalet. Not to Sagmazi. So it's the Raya that wrote to the Rambam, like Nisibes. The Rambam should be like Nisibes. The Tavro Shasim Shalom Dalet is on the score of Gazlem. So that means when he is Mazik, it's a new Maisek Zeil. It's a Maisek Zeil. How can that be explained? The answer is, this is what the Chaim says, I mean, it's not mentioned the same. That's Piyashua. Because the Gemara says here, V'hanim mila da'adi adu, avol shakli v'yodei, migzal gazlei, hashov v'boim ever. So we see that even when Reuven takes away the chifetz of Shimon with the intention of being mazik, not with the intention of keeping it for himself, of appropriating it to his own property, but even if he takes away a chifetz with the intention of being mazikeh, it is also becomes a gazlan, but only when he does a maisek zeile. In other words, when he takes it away. But so that means there is a difference between, there are two types of mazikeh. One type of mazikeh is a person goes into your house with an axe, and then he enters the dining room, and then he takes the axe and he breaks the table. So then he's not hired mitzad gazlan, he's hired mitzad mazik. But suppose he goes into the dining room of the other fellow, and then he picks up the table, and then he takes the axe and breaks the table. inasmuch as he did in my sefer, he picked out the thing. It's in my sefer, hadboy. So even though he did it for the purpose of breaking it, and then he leaves the broken table in the house. So then he's chayev misatas. That's the Gemara here that Tzadik has. So we see that when a person does a ma'aseh zeila, even though the ma'aseh zeila is done for the purpose of being mazik, he also becomes a gazer. But he has to do a ma'aseh zeila. In other words, if he just hits his hand, holding his chin and hand, and the matbeah falls out, he doesn't pick up the matbeah. So then he's not, he doesn't become a gazer. So that's only true in regard to a person who did not make a ma'aseh zeila yet. But if he already became gazlan on the chavetz, he already picked up the chavetz, so then any subsequent act of trespass is constitutes a repetition of the ma'aseh zeila. That's the Rambam Shita in Tavra Mishasye is Mishalim down. Alright. Anyway. So that's Irayim Mifureshes from the Rambam, Neged Etzis Achesha, like the Nisim. So the Rambam says here, Ho Yesho B'Mishas Agnei V'Shnayim, U'Mishas Agnei V'Din Abo, Im Shor Hatu Imocha, U'I Shidera Kruyon Ibdei, Mishalei, Tashu Mekei Kruya, U'Mocha Misho, U'Mishas Agnei V'Din. Mei Soha Be'im O'Yo V'Takru Meilo, Mishalei, Tashu Mekei Kru, U'Mishas Agnei, Why is if he's over the Yodayim, Shibrak will be a dying. Why is Mishal Tashmiki Kushasamarim Din? Because the Shvira Biotai constitutes a second act of Gneve. It's in the Mice Gneve. So that's why he's Mechuyev to pay Kishasamarim Din. So the question is, so it's not that he's Mechuyev to pay according to the value of the chayfetz mishasamurim. No, actually, he has to pay according to the value of the chayfetz mishas the ma'aseh zeila. But tavru ishasye, so it's a new ma'aseh zeila. So why does the Rambam say mishalim tashlum mekeifu yavon hamishi mishasamurim din? So what do we say? Obviously, the Rambam has reference to the case where, he stole the keilah on Sunday, and then on Monday, so he broke the keilah. So on Sunday, when he stole the keilah, it was worth 2 zuzim, bishasak mi'vishnai. And on Monday, when he broke the keilah, the price of the keilah rose, and it was worth 4 zuzim. And then the Amad Bedin is Friday, and then it's also possible. In other words, there hasn't been any change. Obviously, the Rambam has reference to a case where the price of the Kelech has remained constant from the time of the Shvire to the time of the Amad Bedin. But the Rambam has reference to such a case. True, that is conceded. But longness-wise, why does he pay Avo? True, that on Sunday at the time of the Gneve it was worth 2 zuzim. On Monday at the time of the Shvira Satele it was worth 4 zuzim. On Friday at the time of the Gmardin it was worth 4 zuzim. So the Rambam says he pays for Isha Samar Bedin. Is it because the criterion is the fact that on Friday at the time of Amor Medin it's 4? Or is it because on Monday at the time of the Shvira it's 4? So maybe, in of another, the criterion is, since the Rambam is referenced to the case where the price of the Kelech has been constant from the time of the Shvira till the time of the Amor Medin, so that's why the Rambam says, Kishas Amor Medin, and it's based upon the memory of Rav. Kevin King Shekonav, Tashu Mekeiku, Tashu Medal Vei, Kisha Samar Levi. But the Rambam says here, in Shokha to Imoha, we Shiva Rakli, we Yodde, we shall in Tashu Mekeiku, we have all Hamisha Samar Levi. So that means the Kevin pays Kisha Samar Levi, and The careful payment depends on Shasamodini. But insofar as the Karen is concerned, why does it pay Dalet? Because on Friday it was worth Dalet? No, because Dalet, the member of Rabbis, Karen came Shegona. So Karen he pay, doesn't pay Tisha Samodini. Karen he pays Tisha's name. So why does the Rambam say, who in the case of Oyoshori Mishasakli Beshnai, who Mishasamod Medina go, in Shohatri Moha, who Shibe Rakli, who lived there, who shall Tashuni Kefu? What if he Tashuni Kefu? Both payments. The principal payment and the double. Between the price of the Kele at the time of the Shvire and the price of the Kele at the time of Avodah Bedin on Friday. The Rambam has reference to such a case. But the Rambam says that both the payment of the principal of the cat is Dalet and the payment of the double indemnity is also Dalet. Now, as far as the payment of the cat and of the principal is concerned, why is it Dalet? Why is it Dalet? Because on Friday it is worth Dalet, but the member of Rav is that Karen came Shegona. So as far as the payment of the principal is concerned, so the criterion is not the price of the Kele at the time of Avodah Bedin, but the price of the Kele at the time of the grave. So why does he pay Dalet? The answer is there were two acts of name that he realized. One act of name on Sunday when he stole the Kele, and then on Monday when he committed the trespass on the Kele. So it's another act of name. So it's Kein Shebona of the second act of name. So, but the reason is why he pays Dalet for in the principal payment, in the payment of the principal of the Kele, is not because of the fact that on Friday at the time of Avodah Bedin the Kele was worth Dalet, but because on Monday at the time when the trespass was committed, which in effect was a new act of Gneve, so at that time it was worth more. But longness wise, the reason as to why he pays Dalet in for the principal payment in the Dalet is because of Kein Shegona, but not Kein Shegona of the original Gneve act of Neve, but the Kein Shegona of the second act of Neve. But the Mechayev of the Dalet is the Aloha of Kein Shegona. Masha'im Kei, in respect to the double indemnity payment, so there Rav says, Tashkum Kei, Tashkum Dalet Vei, Kishasamon Ebedin. So there he pays Dalet because it had the same price on Friday. So how is the Rambam of the scale Bechon the Machte? And he says, Ho Yoshov, Bishasagli Bashnai, Ubishasamode Bedin, Abo, Imsho Hatun Mohawo Ishiberakli, O Ibde, Mishaw Tashmiti, if we are Bo Hamisho, Kishasamode Bedin. Why? So we see from the Rambam, Raya to Nisimashi, the Tabo Ishas, Mishaw Dalet, is at the score of Dazan. Mele, by Dalet, is at the score of Dan. That's why it is a shy face to Kefu and to Dalet Bey too. But, the same Malochet the Rambam mentions in connection with the Keren, the payment of the principal. As far as the carrot is concerned, so Rav says, Charity Shivona. So why Dalet? The answer is because here there were two acts of Neve. The original act of Neve on Sunday when he stole it from the Mishus of the violin, and the additional act of Neve, the act of trespass. So it's the game Shibona of the second act of Neve that is Mechayevim for, as in regard to the payment of the principal of the carry. But in regard to the double indemnity payment, it is not the fact that it was worth 4 zoos on Monday, but the fact that it was worth 4 zoos on Friday. So why is the Rambam at Kehle? But it just happened that the Kehle had the same price on Monday at the time of the Shire and on Friday at the time of the Levidim. But it's for different reasons. The reason as to why he pays Dalot for the Karen is because of Dalot at Karen Shibona. And the reason as to why he pays Dalet for the double indemnity is because of Bishas Amad Bidin, it was Dalet. But the Rambam was killed in the same Aloche. So he says, Mishalim Tashuni gave for both payments, the payment of the principal of the Karen and the payment of the double indemnity. It's very strange to Rosh Rambam. So Reb Chaim says, I mean, there is no doubt that there's the Pshat in the Rambam. So, and the Rosh in the Ruga says the same thing, I mean, or without explaining it. In other words, we have to understand the Gemara. That Reb Chaim doesn't say, but with that, with Reb Chaim's oneness, we can understand the Rosh in the Gemara, in the Ruga. The Gemara says in the Ruga, the Gemara says, that Samachim Adal, Rufe, Omara, Keren Shkei Shekona, Tashmo mekevi ku tashmo abo vachamim shu vishavo shama dvim. Mai tayin ed rad, al hako, dnei vo vachayim. Amai kom rachmo nechayim bidei vo, achil li keren kin shimon. What's the Rosh Hashanah pasuk? Im imotze it imotze li yodet, yesterday said. Im imotze it imotze li yodet agnei vo, chayim shnayim vishalei. So does the Torah discuss only the payment of the keren? Chayim shnayim vishalei. So the Chaim modifies not only the Karen payment, but the Kefal payment as well. Chaim Shnayim Shalom, two payments. The principal payment, the payment of the principal, and the double indemnity payment. So, Munafsha, so if we dash in the case of Mi Kore Shavye Dalet, Philip Sey, Bishas Abod Bedin, Shavye Zuzi, so we dash that he has to pay the Keren Dalet. Why? Because Chaim Shnayim Nishalim. But here the Torah says Chaim Shnayim Nishalim. So the same posik, that tells the Zaloche of Chaim, in other words, that he has to pay Kein Agneiv, Achyel Keren. So, should tell us in respect to the double indemnity payment too? Because the same term, Chayim, that modifies the Keren, modifies the Kefal too. Chayim Shnayim Nishalim. So how is it that in respect to the Droshe of Achil Keren Kein Shibona, that if Mikore Shavu Dalet, the Lipsei Mishas Amoledin, Shavu Zuzet, so he has to pay the higher value at the time of the Neve. That's the Pshat in the Droshe of Achil Keren Kein Shibona. Why only Achil Keren Kein Shibona? The Torah says, Chayim Shnayim Nishalim. So Achil Keren, the Achil Kefal Kein Shibona. So that Kashi was bothered by the Rishim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, here, and this memorial mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says, because the Torah says, imotzei biyodei hagnevo, chayim. So it says, so in other words, the chayim modifies the gnevo. The gnevo has reference only to the keren. It does not have reference to the keren. That's the pshat of the Rosh. This is what Rabbi Nosson says. But according to the Rambam, I mean this part Reb Chaim doesn't say, but I'm saying it. According to Reb Chaim's oneness, we understand the droshe of Achil Keren Kein Shibona very well. In a chanami, the droshe of Chaim Shnayim Nishalim, Achil Keren Kein Shibona, implies not only that Achil Kerek is Yonah, Achil Kerek, but Achil Kerek too. But there is one difference between Kerem and Kerem. Kerem is Mom, Kerem is Knas. Now the Aloha is by Knas, by Mom. So without them at the beginning, I'm also high. Suppose I borrow from someone $1,000, and suppose this never tells me to pay. If I don't pay, I'm a real gazlet. Whether Bezin tells me to pay or Bezin does not tell me to pay, doesn't make any difference. Insofar as Momin is concerned, so the Gemara Din does not determine the liability. The liability is determined by the fact that I borrowed money. Or let's say in case of Mazik. So the liability is determined the moment I Mazik, Momin Chavedek. So the Hamad Medin does not determine, does not establish liability. Mashinkin by Knas, where there is Aloche, Ashayashin, there is an Elihim. So the Bezin, Elihim is Chelia, the Bezin determines the liability until Mavin is Machin Chayek. Maybe there is a Chil before Mavin according to some Shein, but it's not a full Chil. So that goes without saying that vis a vis Knas. So the when is the Chiyuv Nigma? When is the Chiyuv Nigma only at Babi? There is a Machlokes Rishayim in Tzuves, in Pelikim and Ayas, there is a Machlokes Rishayim as whether before Babi there is no Chiyuv at all, not in what's in the Shemayim, or there is a Chiyuv what's in the Shemayim. So some Rishayim hold that by Knas before Babi there is no Chiyuv, not even a Chiyuv what's in the Shemayim. In other words, according to some Rishayim, suppose somebody would steal today and would ask you Rabbi Shaila. Now we don't have smuchim today. But I want to do what I'm going to do. Whether Bezin will force me to pay or not. Do I have to pay kefil or not? So according to some Rishayim, Bezin will pass me. Since you want to do what you are obligated to do, so even though there is no Mabim, But what's the secret? Shemayim Yamechuyev without Mavi. And some Rishayim say no, that by Knas there is no Chiyuv in what's in Shemayim. So whether there is a Chiyuv what's in Shemayim, but or not without Mavi, but one thing goes without saying, according to everybody, that there is no full Chiyuv, real Chiyuv, before Mavi. So by Knas the halacha is that the Gmardin determines, establishes the liability. And until the Gmardin takes place, he's not even higher in a full way. Maybe he's not higher at all. Maybe he's higher in an incorrect way. What's his initial mind? But the Chiyuv is certainly not Nigma, is not determined prior to Gmardin. So melee in so on a theoretical level, the Xeras Akosu of Achil Kerke Shebonar implies not only that Keren is Achil, Kinko is also Achil, but in the case, the reason is why, in the case of Gozel Kerem, and Mikore Shavye Dalet, and Lipsei Bishas Amod Bidi Shavye Zuze, so Keren has to pay Dalet, but Kefu he pays Zuze. Why? Not that the Gzeres HaKosu of Chayim applies on a theoretical level only to the Keren and not to the Kefu. It can apply to the Kefu too, but it couldn't apply. In the ordinary case, it couldn't apply to the Kefu. Why? Because true, actually Keren came Shemona. But in regard to the Keren, since if, let's say, on Sunday, Reuben stole a kever from Shimon, and on Sunday it was worth 4 zuz the kever. Then on Friday, so when the Hamad Bedin takes place, so it's worth only 1 zuz. So in regard to the Keren, we say, when did the Chiyuv become established? On Sunday. Because it's not necessary for the Gemar Din to establish and to consummate the liability. So that's Xeras HaKosu. In other words, there are two values to the Keren. One is the value, the price it had at the time when the liability was determined on Sunday, and one is the price, the value it has, and the, when the liability is enforced. Digmaldi. So that's the Xerasakosu. Oh, that's the Xerasakosu. After the time, Kishimala. He has to pay the price that it has at the time when the Chiyuv took effect. When the Chiyuv was Nigma. When was the Chiyuv Nigma? On Sunday. Mashinke, in regard to the Knas, so true Achle came Shibana. But when does he become Mechuyev to pay? Until Friday, he's not Mechuyev to pay. He's Mechuyev to pay in double indemnity for that hail on Friday. And on Friday, what is the value of that hail? Only one zuz. So that's why he has to pay only one zuz. So it's not that the whole Zerasakosu on a theoretical level applies only to Keren and not to Keitel. It should apply to Keitel too. But what does Zakosov say? In other words, that if it's a question, what value should we pay? The higher value or the lesser value, the value it has at the time of the Gneve, when the Chiyuv of the Keren was completely determined, or the lesser value at the time when the liability is enforced, so then there's a Zakosov of actually telling the Shimona, he has to pay the value of the time that the Chiyuv was established. When was that? The time of the Gneve. But in regard to Keitel, so the Chiyuv is not established at the time of Gneve. He's until Maldini is not even hired. He just says it's Bekeach, the Chiyuv, until Maldini. So it's in a potential state. His liability is in a potential state. So Mimele, so when does it become the Chiyuv and converted into an actuality? When does the Chiyuv become established? At the time of Maldini? At the time of Maldini, it's only worth one zuz. Why should he pay more than the worth of the Chiyuv? But now there is a Gemore. There is a Gemore. Now there is a, as a matter of fact, according to the Rishonim, many Rishonim hold that even by Knas, so without Maldin, the Chiyuv is not Nigma. But Lotzis in Shemayim is Mechuyev. So in Meile, so Rav Chaim says, there is a Gemore Daf Samaches. In Bolekam. So the Gemara says, Vari Chosro Keren Libailin. So that means. So this, the halacha of Chosro Keren Libailin implies, let's say, suppose Ruben steals the behemoth, let's say, on Sunday. He steals the behemoth on Sunday. And then, on Wednesday, he feels sorry, even if he doesn't feel sorry, but he becomes scared, lest Edim will come to Bezin. He hears that Edim are planning to come to Bezin and testify against him on the Gneve. So on Wednesday he stole the Behemah, on Sunday, on Wednesday, because he was frightened, even if he didn't do it because of children, even if he did it only because he was afraid that Edim will come to Bezin and testify against him. So on Wednesday he returned the Behemah to the Baal. Then he returned the Behemah to the Baal without him being made. Nothing. He just returned it. He brought it back to the stable of the Bible without him telling me. Then on Thursday, they even come to Bezin and then they testify that he stole it. So then, he doesn't have to pay me. In other words, there is a loche of Chosro Keren Libailin. In other words, if before another Bedin, the Keren, the Gneve is already returned, the Guf HaDovah, the Chifetz HaKum is already returned to Bailin before the another Bedin, then he is poter. Then he is poter of faith. That's the halacha of Chosro Keren Libailin. So in the Rambam Shittim, Rambam says, that the Rambam Shita is the whole halacha of the trapses, Keren Kim Shigona, Tashlum Kiku, Tashlum Avol, Hamisho, Kishasabel, the Dean. So it doesn't mean that if there's a person for Chayim Shlaim Mishalim, it applies only to the Keren Nakikik. After all, the Torah says, Imi Motei, Timotei, Yodei Adnivo, Chayim Shlaim Mishalim, Shlaim. So, this pasuk deals not only with the principal payment, but with the double indemnity payment as well. So the Zerzakosov of Achye should apply to the careful payment too. But the answer is, it should. But it can't apply. Because insofar as the careful is concerned, so the price, the value of the chayfetz at the time of the greater cannot serve as a criterion. Because he's not chayv yet. It's not determined yet. It's not determined yet. But it's destined to be determined? The answer is no, it's not to be destined to be determined. Because suppose he'll return the duf, the chifetz akonu, before Amar Ebedin, will he have to pay kippur? So even according to the Rishayim, who say that even before Amar Ebedin there is a chiyuv vatzis in Shemayim, so when is there a chiyuv vatzis in Shemayim? If ultimately it's not returned prior to Amar Ebedin. But if ultimately it is returned prior to Amar Ebedin, then there is a loch of chos for keren lebayim. So there is no chiyuv of keifu. So it will be hukra ador lemafreya that no chiyuv ever arose, not even a chiyuv of what is in Shemayim ever arose. So in Mele, the Rambam Shita is that this aloch of Tashlumi keifu, kishas Amar Ebedin, applies only to a case where the Dovah HaGolot is there, where it was not destroyed, and there was no shield realized. So then, we cannot say that the Zerzakosuf of Achye, we can't Kishikona, should also apply to the Tashlumi Keifu. Achye li Tashlumi Keifu Kishikona. Because Achye li Keren Kishikona, only when there is a Chiyuv of Keren. But Tashlumi Keifu, so that a Chiyuv of Tashlumi Keifu is not as yet determined. Is not as yet established. And even if we say that there is a few votes in Shemayim prior to Amar Ebedin, but suppose he'll return the Dovah HaGolot prior to Amar Ebedin, then it will be Hupra HaGolot Mafreya that a chiyuv of keifu never arose. So in Mele, we cannot say, Achya l'tashlumi keifu, kein shebar. Mashim came the case where the chayfetz is already destroyed, is not there on, or there is a shield in the chayfetz. And so in Mele, he cannot even return the Dovah HaGolot to the fire, because he basically says, "Hashem Gozal, we can Hashem Gozal Yarzia b'Mav Dovin Voyech Shomei." So in the case, then the chiyuv keifu is already determined, even though there is no chiyuv. There is no real full chiyuv prior to Amar Ebedin. So first of all, the Arishayim will say that what is in Shemayim, there is a chiyuv, and the chiyuv of in Shemayim is also considered as a chiyuv. What's the difference between the chiyuv what is in Shemayim and the chiyuv b'Bezdin? The difference is a chiyuv of what is in Shemayim, so Bezdin cannot be tefes. Bezdin will not be here in Chosov. If it's a chiyuv of Bnei Odom, so Bezdin will be here in Chosov. But it's a real chiyuv. Rashi says that whenever there is a chiyuv motzei shemayim, so you talk as for nafkina minei. And the Rav Amiri says in Akinis that when someone, zorak chetz mitchilas dalet, we say dalet, because aseroyim bal lechosei, so he's supposed to pay for the seroyim. Why? Because of coming the rabbi. But bnei shemayim is mechuye. So the Rav Amiri says, if he doesn't pay, he's a gazlan, he's supposed to lay this. So chiyuv of Yishamayim doesn't mean just an act of piety in your sphere. What's the Yishamayim means a monetary chiyuv, but there's no lack of force. That's the only difference between a chiyuv what's in Yishamayim and the chiyuv be the other. But a chiyuv what's in Yishamayim is also a chiyuv. So Mimele, according to the Vishayim, who hold that knas, there is also a chiyuv what's in Yishamayim without Madi. So then the question arises, why does Rav say, Achil Karen Kishigona? But that term is deduced from the process of Chaim, Shnayim, Nishalim. So the Chaim should apply to the Kefil payment as well. The answer is, as long as the Dovah HaGadol is Bo'ilom, so then there is a possibility that he will avoid, he'll avoid a Chiyuv of Kefil altogether by returning the Dovah HaGadol prior to Avodah Bedin. So Mimele, so the Chiyuv is not Nigmar yet, it's not established. But once the Chilpetz is not the end, if the Chilpetz is not the end, so then the Chilpetz is already Nigma. So you'll say, but how is it Nigma? There is no Chilpetz until Mardin, there is no Chilpetz with the other, but with the Shemayim there is. And even if we are going to say that the Rambam agrees with the Rishayim, that without Mardin there isn't even a Chilpetz of what is in the Shemayim, but still the Rambam Shikin is, that in view of the fact, in the case where the chifetz is not there, so then it is destined, this chiyuv is destined to accrue, to be determined, to be established. So mainly the fact that it's destined to be established, so that means that the liability is already determined. Even though on a practical level, he is not chayvet yet, but it's destined to be established. Mashein came. So the main of the Xerzakosu of Achia in the Kenan Teshavarah would apply to the Kefil too. Mashein came in the case where the Dovah HaGadol is still Balaam. So then it's not even destined to be established. The whole Chiyuv might be avoided. Let's say if you return the Dovah HaGadol, if you return the Dovah HaGadol to the filing before Amor HaBedin, let's say he stole on Sunday, and then the Amor HaBedin is Friday. If he returns 1 minute before Amor HaBedin, Friday morning, so the Dovah HaGadol, so then no chiyuv will ever be determined. So in Mele, that's why the Gzeras HaKosuv of Achri doesn't apply to the payment of the Kefil. Mashein came in the Chiyuv. So then the same Gzeras HaKosuv of Achri in Kerente Shibonah applies to the Tashumi Kefil. Now we can understand the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. Gon av behemo I Kefil, v'chali itzme, u'mishah sakmi, v'ho yeshove, v'ho yeshove arbo, gon av behemo I Kefil, v'chali itzme, u'mishah sakmi, v'ho yeshove arbo, v'yach shom ishah samod bedi, shom ishnayim, mishah u'kevim, kishah sakmi, v'ho, v'tashumi Kefil, או יבוא בחמיש או בשעה שמה לבדים או ישוב בשעה שגנאים או שניים. So, in other words, if it was כל הבאים מקיים וחייץ ומשעה שגנאים או ישוב אהבו ועכשיו בשעה שמה לבדים ישוב בשניים אם ישאו כאן בשעה שגנאים בו ותשתים את כאילו יבוא בחמיש או בשעה שמה לבדים או ישוב בשעה שגנאים או שניים ובשעה שמה לבדים אבו אם שוח חתו עמו חמישי ברקלי או יבדי משאו תשתו מכיר ועבור חמישי ושאו שמר בדין וואי בגוס תבו שעשי משאו דלת וואי סתבו שעשי משאו דלת so from the Rambam it is implicit, I mean it's actually spelled out by the Rambam like the Mesibes that when a Gazlan commits an act of trespass on the plunder of Adonu so the act of trespass is in Yumanis Ezeva when a Gazlan commits an act of trespass and the Dovah HaGadol, so it's a repetition of the Neve. So the same act of Neve is recapitulated again. So the Neve, so why does he pay? Why does he pay the Keren payment? Why does he pay the principal? Dalet, why? Even though Bishasak Neve it was worth 2 zuzim on Sunday, Bishasak Neve it was worth 2 zuzim. The answer is, true, the original act of Neve was Mechayev in 2 zuzim. But then on Monday he broke the Kehle, he committed the trespass on the Kehle, so there was a new act of Neve. So the second act of Neve, the duplication of the Neve, so was Mechayev in 4 zuzim. So it's on the basis of the Aloche of Keren Kishivona. So the question raised by Reb Chaim was, so why does he say that Tashlumi Kefil is also Kishasamol Badin? True, that the Rambam is referenced to a case where the price of the Kehle remained constant between the Shtiras HaKehle and the time of Amor HaBedin. But it's for two different reasons as to why he pays Dalet for the Keren, and this why he pays Dalet for the double indemnity. For the Keren he pays Dalet because of the Aloche of Keren Keshe Donah. And the time of the Shvira is the criteria. For the Kefel, the double indemnity payment, he pays Dalet because the price remained constant between Monday and Friday. So it's for two separate reasons. So why does the Rambam kill it b'chol machter? The answer is it's not for two separate reasons. Of course the Rambam is representing where the price remained constant from Monday to Friday, but the reason as to why he pays the Keren for Zuzim is because of Keren Keshe Donah. Not the Donah of the original act of Neve, but the Gonah, the Keshe Gonah of the duplication of the Gneve, the repetition of the Gneve, on Monday. And why does he pay Dalet for the Keful payment? Also for the same reason, because of the same reason as a cause of Achel Keren. In this case, since he shot up, so Memele, the Chiyuv of Keful is already determined. Because there couldn't be an aloche of chosro or keren libayli, and that should eliminate the whole chiyuv, the liability of the keifel, because there was already a shefer, so he couldn't return the dobar agonut. He has to pay even for the keren. He has to pay dobar because he chopa. He was mazik. It's not the elon. So the mele, the chiyuv of keren is already the chiyuv of keifel is already determined, established. Even though what is in the order, he will not be mechuyev until Amor Edim. But the Cholapoches, the Shemai is mechuyev. And even if we are going to say that Rambam Shite is like the Rishayim, that until Madin there isn't even a chiyuv of what's in Shemai. First of all, it's mashma that Rambam Shite is like the Rishayim, that even before Madin there is a chiyuv of what's in Shemai. That's how it's mashma from Rambam Shite. But assuming that Rambam Shite is that until Madin there is no chiyuv at all, but the moment the Chepetz Agolu is not there, then the liability of the Kefel is a sure thing. It cannot be defeated. So Memele, the Ksimba, because a Kosovo of Achel Kantishan Amal also applies to the Kefel. But as long as the Chepetz Agolu is there, so then the liability of the Kefel is not a sure thing. It's not even destined to be established. Maybe he'll return to the Agonus, and that will eliminate, will defeat the whole frustrate, the whole liability of the Kefel to accrue, from accruing. So Mimele, so the Xeras HaKosov of Achrei Rikaren Keshe Gonav couldn't apply to the Kefel. This is what, then the question is, so that means that according to the Rambam, so the Tzirasakosu of Achel Keren Keshe Gonav applies to the Kefel too. But as long as the Dovah Agonut is Beilon, it cannot apply to the Kefel for the simple reason that the Chiyuv Kefel is not as yet determined as a certain, because it can be frustrated. The whole liability of the can be frustrated by the Ganet returning the Dovah Agonut to the binding before Amor Edim. Masha'im came, if he chopa, the Chepetz Agonov is not Beilom. So then, the liability of the Kefel is a certainty. It's already established. Whether there is a Chiyuv in Yishamayim or not, it's not important. So even if there is no Chiyuv until Madin, but it's destined to be determined. So mainly it's considered as if the liability is already determined. Whether it's determined and effective right now, all is determined for future relevance, doesn't make any difference. That if the Dovah Agonut is not there, then the liability of the Kefel is a sure established thing. So the Mele, the same as a Kosovo of Achille Keren Keshe Gonav, will also imply Achille Kefel Keshe Gonav. Thank you. Now, I just want to read from the Rakhine, if you have the Rakhine. V'hir leima, v'hine v'hir, v'aloch yudalet kosem v'rambam, v'na v'heimo, v'hine v'chayim tzibel, v'shasach nevo, v'hirsho v'dalet, v'achso v'shasamode v'din, v'sho v'beiz, v'shalim kerem, v'shasach nevo, v'tashkone kifu, v'dalet v'hik, v'shasamode v'din, v'hirsho v'shasach nevo, v'shnayim, v'shasamode v'din, v'dalet, v'imshoch ha'toyboch ha'v'shib ha'akli, v'yibdei, v'shalim kerem, v ומי שעדים היום לתקפים אלו, משל את השמוניקים ושעסגנים, עד כאן השני. וכושב הרבים, דו יושב ושעסגנים ושניים, ושעסגנים ושעסגנים דעות. ומשום הרויתו ואחרו לבוך, משל את השמוניקים ודעות נהי, כשאתם מולדים. ואחרו כשבמצווה ממילא, ויתנו בידיים, הומלבוי הממציא את החמנגימו, תראו משום בגישתו בידיים, חשתו לכל כל עצמו. אם כן, הרי הקטה שעסגנים יהיה במקרה, ולא ישר שמול המדים, וגם בכל זה יהיו רק בקרן, וחיובי כן שגונה, אבל אם תשלומי כן ודלווי, הוא אפילו בשעשר המון בדין, ולא יבוא זפריך וישליחה. ואם הוא זר בין שביר על המון בדין, הרי הוא משלם רק כשעשר המון בדין, ואיך קיימים לו הרמב״ם מקייבו וקרן והדודה, כאילו נחלו כמהם מדיניהם, ויעת על גב די הרמב״ם היו לאוכל, וגם די בין בשעשר פריחה ושבירה, ובין בשעשר המון בדין, הוא ישוב את דלת, ובזה קרן וקייבו שובים, דאקו פונים אם נשאר עם יסר מה שאוי השווי ושעשר נווה אבל we have to say that the Rambam is reference to the games where the price of the Kehle remained constant from the time of the Shvira until the time of Amor Abedin ועל כוח הוצא חינו מטעים ודחינו מטעו ידיים חשנו בקרגון עבור ונמצא לי גם שעשר נווה אוי הביוקחה בין מיין קרן בין מיין קייפו מקום בקבקת יצור חינו דארי הוד מיה דהוד יטעו ידיים ושייך רק לדין את החין שגונה ובוא מוקים לו הרמב״ם בדין את נשעת המורה בדין so it's for two different reasons the reason is why the קרן payment is דלד is because of קרן קין שגונה and because on Monday it was worth dalet and the reason is why the cable payment is dalet is because on Friday it was worth dalet it just happened that it had the same price of dalet on Monday and Friday but that's just a coincidence an accidental fact how is the Rambam met cable because the machte that it's the same reason ועשר גיר אלוהים אבידעס הרמב״ם מסביר לי דהוד את השלומי כיפו מדלווהי כשעשמו לבדים הנדחקי כשהגניב הבאר ומשום דבדים זורי הרצליח אמנו לא דין בידוק הגניבה וישייר זה ישרק כשהגניב הבאר דהוז אמינון דחיל דהוז לו על כל רוח למשחייב רק כפישיפו הגניב כשעשמו לבדים מה שאין כן כשאין הגניב הבאר וישייר כבר ומידם בו דין הוז לו כאילו דהים כאן דובר שתוכל באיזורי כבר וממילא דקיימס בדיני שמקדם, ודגירו לי כשאבי שמקדם, וגם יש לי מה לכל זמן שאגני בו בן, ויוחלים עלי אבי שלא חופניכו, ויחוס לו כאן מבין ומפטר, וחלגו יבואו כאן דף סמכס, ודף עין בופשון, ואם כן הורי נשלם עדיין חיובי בקייפל ודעולי, ורק משעסמות בדין הוא שמתמח חיוב כאילו שואל. Because as long as the dollar adult is there, he is in a position to frustrate the whole liability. To determine that he never became a chuyah and he was never destined to become a chuyah became. So in Meile we cannot say when there was no chiyuv of keifu the chiyuv of keifu was not even established as yet ורק בשעסם עוד בדינו שנגמר חיוב קיפו שואל ועל כל כך חרזו הם משם אז דיני מה שאין כי בלסר ובני ו דאין כאן הוא ידועים מהרי שלו בפניכו וכבר נגמרו גניבו עושים וחיוב קיפו שואל אם כן חרזו הם משם אז דיני ואז דינו רק בוסר שווי של שעצמר החיוב שאיש הסבירה ולפי זה הרי נקרא אותי כוסף הרמב״ם, דיבטוב אך למוח הראשון והמשלם כשעשמו לבדין, ומתיים מדהשנו לכל כל הכל, דכין דניש ברו, הורסם מבני לבין, דכין ביטוב אך דיקוני בשינו, או עם מוח אשר הציעו כבר משוסי, דיקו לו כלסם מבני ודומה, וגם כבר נשלם חיוב גנבוסי, וכיפו ודאו אליהם, על כוח הראשי הבו הלדים פחס זורי, והאי שייתי ניתמרי, שעזמי ומשעשמו לבדין מקרה, כאילו לקרוא נגמרו גניבוסי, וגם הוא אומר בלדין רק על הישי תחיירי, ושאפיר קיילינו הרמב״ם בעד הדודה, דעזמינו רק כמו שהוא יישא שובי משעשיר, וכמי שכוספתי נראה, ואין לו ראש ובוקם את הסבך אין, שום שכוסף כן, והדה, that's paragraph base, זה נראו בין ראש, זה בשובו ביודיים, משלם גם קייפל, כי יוקחה משעשירי, וזהו כמו שכוספנו מלעשם. Now, I don't know whether I told you, going over the Gemara of Samachay or not. I want to go over the Gemara of Samachay. Kufi Omara, Keren Kei Shebona, Tashkum Ekei Feo, Vitashkum Albo, Hamisho, Kisha Samole Bedin. Samole Bedin. Kain Bede Rav, Omar Kho, Gneve Vechayim. Amai Kom Rachmon Echayim, Vigneve, Achri Keren Kei Shebona. Omar Rav Sheishes, Amine Kinaim Vishochiv Rav, Omar Lo Shmaitse. ניתניה, חושו ואישינו משאו את השום מכיפו את השום עבור חמישו, כאים שגונן. So the question is, how can Rav say that השום מכיפו את השום עבור דין, what the price says in so many words, חושו ואישינו משאו את השום מכיפו את השום עבור חמישו, כאים שגונן. So he has to pay the keifo, not according to the value that it has. At the time of Damar Levin, at the time of Damar Levin, it's a pet pain. But he has to pay the value according to what it was at the time of the Kive. But Rav says, Tashlum Kive, Tashlum Damar Levin, Kisha Samod Levin. The price says, no, the contrary, that Khushov Nishnino, so he's Ken Shebona, Amre, Nishnidomole, and not Patinde, Vachakal. And not Patinde, Vachakal. In other words, in the case of Khusha Vishino, so then, even though, let's say, at the time of the Gneve, on Sunday, Rishchelish Odeh, let's say, so it was a Khusha. And then, a month later, Rishchelish Nisan, so it's already a Shmeida. So, on Sunday, when it was a Khusha, so the Behemoth, the value of the Behemoth was, let's say, $20. And the Shchidish Nisni, a month later, the time of Amor Bedin, it's a Shmeino. So the value of the Behemoth is $30. Still, the price, so the price says that he has to pay the keifer $20, not $30. Why? Because in this case, where he fed the Behemoth, so the Gamet can say, I'm going to pay for you the double indemnity, $30, because I fed the Behemoth and I made sure that the Behemoth should become fed. So that's not right. So that's the reason as to why he doesn't have to pay Kishas Amorim. Omre anot patimne vachakau toshma. Shnei novek chisho nishau tashkumi keivu tashkuna abo vacham nisho keishe bona. Here it's just the reverse. It is shnei novek chisho. So in this case, he also says, that is, it's Kein Shebona. Hosom name Mishidabirulei Malikapikule Malikapikule. Kikomarab, Biduka Bizule Rudikona. Hechado. Ile Mikore Shavye Zuse, Lipsip Shavye Dale Zuse, Keren Kein Shebona. Lene Pliege de Rava de Rame, Doma Rabe Heiman, the Rosal Hitte de Hamre Mechadre, Mikore Shavye Zuse, Lipsip Shavye Dale Zuse, Tabri Shasim Mishalom Dale, Ipa Mele Mishalom Zuse, Amre. כי כמה רב, כי מקום ישב יתאלב, מסיב שב יזוזה, קרם כי שגונב, תשום מכיר לשום אבו חמישו, כי שסמה לבית. Now that's one Gemara. Then there is another Gemara. A very important Gemara. דם, סמכי יום את בית. עומר רבי לוי, at the start, in the middle of the dawn. עומר רבי לוי, גונח לבי נעשה עיל, עיגל ונעשה שעיר, נעשה שינה ביודה ביקומה. טובח ומוח השלים, תביא השלים יום איכר, because he was kind of vision. איזה רב חנין או רבי וולי, כל הכל בנעשי העליר, איגל בנעשי שעיר, משאו נשמי כתר שלו אבו חמי שגן שגונת, ואיסאו כדאי תוך, כאן ובשינו. So at the time, when he's the ביחד, so when he's מיכר, it's already נתי, it's already ביליץ, it's not the meekness, so המים משאו הם שלו יתביר השם ומיכר. So that's the קשה of רב חנין או רבי וולי, against רבי וולי, Omalei, well, so, Rabbi Loi is saying, well, am I Shino Loi Kone? Am I Mishale? Ken Shigona? Mishale Gehashte? So, why does the price say that he pays Ken Shigona? If Shino is not Kene, so Rabbi Loi said to Rabbi Hamine, if you assume that this kind of Shino is not Kene, so, if it's not Kene, so it's still the bindings. So, if it became an egel, we should pay the value of an egel. We shall cash it, omalei. So, Rabbi Loye, so he saw Rabbi Hanine said to Rabbi Loye, cash it, and it had no mishalim, we should omalei, to egal me mimcho. Beat me up. Diche gam in mucho. In other words, tui gam in mucho has reference to the case of konach levinase ayin. I'm sorry. Tui gam in mucho has reference to the case of ein levinase sheya. Tui gam in mucho. And diche gam in mucho. So that is reference to the case of konach levinase ayin. Omole rachmone nifra mai daike. Omole adarabe. Rachmone nifra mai daike nito. So then the Gemara goes discussing the union of shinkin and shinkin. Then the Gemara says, "At can we pluge?" So the Gemara mentions machloket between Sham and Bisilel as to whether she is kene, she is not kene. At can we pluge? Or the mouse of a shinu kene, or mouse of a rein shinu kene? Avu mishlume, kulaume, can we call mishalim? Diktoni mishalim tashlume kene tashlume abor chamisho kene shekona. So the price says that he pays kene tashlume kene for kene shekona. So limit it with youth to the Rav, Doma Rav, Kerem Kishigona, Mishalei, Tashlumei, Keifu, Mitashlum Dao Hei, Kishasomei Levin, Oma Rove, Tloim Kid Mikore, Domen Kishalach. So on this is the crucial thing. So on this Gemara, Tloim Kid Mikore, Domen Kishalach, Shol. So there are three different shittes. Rashi Shite, and the Rish Shite, and Rav Netam Shite. Now I don't want it so very late. But you go over the Gemara and Tuesday there is no shiur, Tuesday there is a prine, so the next shiur is on Thursday. So you should go over that Gemara with Rashi's shite and the Ri shite and Rabbi Tam shite. And the Rambam shite is in accordance with Rabbi Tam shite, not in accordance with Rashi shite and not in accordance with the Ri shite.